All right. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Self May V. And we are here on this Wednesday night for our WCW podcast. It's your girl, Self May V, with my co-host, Lady Boss J. Lady Boss J, how you doing tonight?
Good, good. How are you?
I am excited about this guest that we have. We are going to be bringing to the podcast. Now, first of all, everybody knows we only deal with women bosses, okay? And the reason we call them women bosses is because these are women who are actually out there putting in the work and making their dreams come true. You know, that's what a woman boss to me is. So, Lady Boss J, I know you've listened to some of the music that she puts down. Am I right?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Matter of fact, we're going to play a little snippet of it for you right now. And I hear it and it does something to me. So hopefully it does the same for you guys. Take a listen.
Make it at the top again and get into basic. Ended in predicament. I cried, you cried, they cried. I wanted to make things go right, but I had other plans in mind. Like why, silly I, foolish I, lived a lie, broken tie that kept me together. Can't take back.
All right, y'all. So, no further ado, I'm going to bring to y'all Miss Janelle. Am I saying your name right? Let me make sure I'm saying this right, because I got to give you a proper introduction. Is it Janelle?
You're right. It's Janelle.
Miss Janelle. I think you already know the talent you have, what kind of gifts you behold.
Thank you so much.
We want to thank you for coming on our podcast tonight, taking your valuable time to speak to us and our listeners. Thank you so much.
Of course. Anytime.
Yeah. So Lady Boss J, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, it goes without saying, Lady Boss J. I am the co-host here, and I'm so happy to have you here. Your voice is honestly really, the first time I heard your music, it was so unique. It's kind of a tone that you don't really hear in a lot of music. And I think that's, you know, something that is, you know, good as a being an artist yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of that tone, come give us a little background, like where you're from and how your music comes into play with that nice saucy accent that we hear.
Well, I was born here in Tampa, Florida, but I was raised in Trinidad and Tobago. So that's where you hear like the accent come out here and there. When it comes to my tone, I've been vocally trained for over 15 years. So I've been singing all of my life, and I actually was trained in opera and jazz. So that if you hear a little jazzy tone in there, that's where it's coming from too. So.
Oh, we love it. We definitely love it. So, yes. Okay. So speaking of Tampa, we just recently saw you on Tampa Bay 9 News. What was that about?
Well, I had a concert. I had a benefit concert for the Children's Home Network that I put out. It was also my album release for my project, Crystal Clear. And I've always wanted to do something for the youth, because I have an organization by the name of She Got Vision. And I wanted to just give back to my community, because I see a lot of artists, they do things and stuff, but giving back is something that's dear to me, especially to the youth. And more importantly, the girls. So that was my main focus. So I had the privilege and the honor of being asked to talk about it on Bay News 9, which I thought that was a blessing in itself, with the help of my really, really good friend, Serena. She helped me to get that interview as well, because I really wanted Tampa to know what my main mission was, not just to make music, but to bring a positive light to the community and to show people, you know, my true passion, which is the youth.
Yes, Yeah. Speaking of you, Lady Ball J was just cooking some meals for her little ones over there. Sorry for the delay. She was being a mommy in the background.
Yes, gotta feed the kids.
So are you a mommy as well?
No, I have no children, but I'm a mentor.
Oh, me neither. Me that's neither, awesome. Girl. Welcome to the No Mom Club. That's me. I love
y'all it. Y'all can borrow mine. Y'all can borrow mine.
So, Janelle, what kind of projects are you working on right now musically?
Well, I just dropped an EP, a music EP, which is 6 songs that's on. It's called Crystal Clear, and that's been going extremely well, so I'm really, really focused on that one. It has a mixture of R&B and soca. Soca is just a genre of music from the Caribbean. Trinidad is where I'm from. And also I'm working with other producers putting out Caribbean music as well. But my main focus is my project that just dropped, Crystal Clear.
Crystal clear. You made that crystal clear for our listeners. Are y'all here? She made it crystal clear. Crystal. So if you don't go get it, then you're missing out. You just missing out.
Yes, because the music is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so if you go ahead. If who actually inspired you to start singing? Is there anyone in particular? Or is it something that you kind of picked up on your own?
My whole family sings. My mom, she's an opera singer, and my dad, he's more of the soul, old school Baptist singer. So I've always had a musical background. My grandfather, he plays the instruments, and you know, just being surrounded by a musical family, I've been singing. Mom says since the age of 3. I say 4 or 5. So just my musical background, my family. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's always good to have family support, you know, because they're going to be in your corner regardless, whether you fail, whether you are successful, you know, mm-hmm. family is very important, very important. Yes. All right. So you said you're working on, you got your Crystal Clear happening. And if you could actually collaborate with anyone, famous, not famous, who would that be?
Number one, Jill Scott. Oh my gosh, man. that is whom I look up to. I love her so much. I love her so much. If I could just sit in the studio, I ain't even got to sing. I just wanted to see how she works. It'll definitely be Jill Scott. Jill Scott, my number one.
That's good. Yeah. So can you give us a little bit of what, when you started realizing that you had a voice that you wanted to share with the world, what were some of the steps that you took to make sure that you're able to, because right now you're performing in front of people, large crowds. So mm-hmm. what were some of the steps that in your journey that you took that you felt were very, you know, something that you can remember that was something that you overcame to make it where you are today?
I would definitely say vocal training. That helped a lot. It helped me to expand my range to sing songs that I normally don't sing. And also doing talent shows when I was little, and just getting that exposure at such a young age, and also singing in the church choir, that helped me out. I had my first solo when I was like 6 years old. So, wow. It also helped me break out of my nervousness. I still get nervous, but, you know, it really helped me out a lot with that. So I would definitely say those things.
Yeah, and the reason why I ask that was because when you have a lot of people that have gifts and they have talents, and you can get the motivation. You can go to a conference and someone's, you know, tell you, oh, you have what it takes. But it's the determination and the will. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you fail and sometimes, you know, doors aren't open the way that you would want them to be. So if you could stare your younger version of you, your 13-year-old teenage self in the face, what would you tell her in regards to pursuing her dreams?
I would tell her the quote that I always look up to. It's called, accept what has been done, expect what is to come. Because, you know, when I did talent shows and when I did those things, I would always get discouraged and I would tell myself, I don't want to do it anymore. Oh my gosh. But then, you know, then again, I would also, you know, not want, like I said, not want to do it anymore. And that's where the expect what is to come, because, you know, I always have to stay optimistic, especially in this music industry, because there's where there's 15 to 20 no's, there's that one yes that's going to take you to the next level. So that's what I would tell my younger self.
Perfect. I hope she would listen. She ain't hard-headed, is she?
She was. She was stubborn, but
I'm telling you, because we could be some hard-headed kids. I know I was.
Me too. I still am. So how has singing, like, truly impacted your life up until today?
Singing?
Yes.
It healed me, because I went through so many situations in my life where I just would sit down and just write, and I would pour out my feelings, you know, especially with this latest project, you know, going through a terrible breakup with my ex-fiance. I wrote music about that, just experiencing different things with being in relationships and, you know, falling out of love and, you know, growing back to loving myself, you know, just different things of that nature. It has helped me out tremendously to get my mind focused and to pour out my feelings and my transparency on paper, because a lot of people, they don't have they don't have the courage to talk about that, but I want it to be that voice for them. So yeah.
Awesome. Now this is another question, and you know, we don't want to keep you alone. We know our women bosses that we bring to the table, we know they have busy schedules.
Yeah.
Again, we thank you for stopping in your tracks just to come on our podcast that we do every Wednesday, because we are inspired by you women, and we just want to share that inspiration to our listeners. Yes. So, but this is the question for you, Janelle. You got to think hard on this one. if your life was a song, what would the title be?
I would have to say, does it have to be an original, or can it just be like a song?
It could be anything you want. It's your life.
Okay. I would have to say, going back to Jill Scott, her song Golden.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, that and that song speaks volumes, you know. You know, because I'm experiencing that true freedom, and I really want to live my life like it's golden, even though I go through those trials, even though I go through those circumstances that I know I can't handle, but I know God can. He still reminds me that I have to keep going, and I have to live my life like it's golden, like I'm shining through it all.
Right, so, right. He will definitely remind you and take you through the fire like gold has to go through. All right. Well, go ahead and tell our listeners how they can find you, how they can listen to your music, and how they can stay connected.
Yes. Well, you can definitely find me at IamJanelle.com, which is IamJanelle.com. You can find me on any musical platform, Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Amazon Music, whatever it is, title at J'Nelle, and look that up, download the album, tell me what you think, follow me on Instagram. All of my social medias are IamJanelle.com. And I mean, just IamJanelle. So yeah.
Perfect. All right, Lady Boss J, you got anything big to Miss Janelle?
I kind of got cut off there at the end, and I joined back, so I'm not sure. I joined as in she was giving us the information to contact you, and, you know, it's definitely good to know and for us to be able to share for you, because we, you know, not only want to have you on here to, you know, to get the public to know who you are, but we want to also, you know, actually put you out there ourselves. So having that information definitely does help for us. And it was really, really nice to be able to talk to you and, you know, to hear to your side and where you came from and how you started. So I do want to thank you for, you know, coming on the podcast tonight.
Of course. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, and this is not the end of Janelle, you guys. I'm going to tell you, you're going to see more of her. You're going to hear more of her. We are women, empowering women, and we're going to take you out with some of her music. Yeah, I don't think y'all even ready. But here we go.
Susan mentally abused because I was in her head, but instead I went my way. So take over, won't leave you for that. Come closer, you want an offer. Take over, won't leave you for that. Come closer.
Ooh, make you want to go. Get you a rum and coke and lay out on the beach. Thank you so much, Janelle. We really look forward to seeing more of you.
Yeah.
We encourage you to keep going, and we encourage our listeners to be inspired by her story. So thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Come back. This is your girl, Self-Made V. And Lady Boss J, WCW Podcast, y'all. We out.
See ya.